John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, well, then you know what to do. You read the rest of the book. That's what you should be doing. And eventually, there will be a second one, because the author of that book, author and musicologist Chris Epting, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hey there, John. Thank you for having me back. This must be like our 50th time, which I love.
This probably is the 25th time I ask, when's the new book coming? Because as far as I know, the baseball book is done.
Yes, now that the baseball book is out of the way, that was more time-consuming than I thought it was going to be. But thankfully, these sessions that we do have really created the second version of the book, and I promise you it will be here soon.
Okay, good. We're going to do some Grand Funk today?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my all-time favorite songs from the early 1970s were an American band, the famous On the Road musical diary by the musical trio that we all love so much.
How much of the story is really true? I know that they played cards with Freddie King.
Well, that's what's cool about it. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's an on-the-road diary. I've talked to these guys about this. And the line that you referenced there, up all night with Freddie King, I've got to tell you, poker's his thing. I mean, the great blues guitarist would host these poker games every night on the road. And the Grand Funk guys were part of those games. So I love the fact that they're reflecting, you know, real life on the road, tearing up hotels, you know, four young Chiquitas in Omaha and everything else. And somebody that I guess you actually met, Sweet Connie Hamsey, of course, the famed Arkansas groupie who was known for servicing all these guys. You actually...
that was such a nice way of you to put it, too. Servicing these men.
She brought their dinner, I guess.
That was it. She served them.
Yeah, right? Their drinks.
Well, this is a family show.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're dodging it.
You actually had her on your show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was on there. Going through the entire list of people that she serviced.
Well, you know what's funny is in the song they kind of imply that she had the whole band, but Mark Farner evidently did not partake in her charms.
Had he found Jesus at that time? Is that why? Because
I'm not sure if he had done that quite yet, but it might have been that. I know it's been a long time, but he did not partake. But still, she gets immortalized in song. And what was really cool too is I talked to Todd Rundgren, who produced the first record he produced with Grand Funk. And he was telling me how when they were recording down at Criteria Studios in Florida, Capitol Records was so amped up about the single, about the title track, We're an American Band, they actually took that and released it while the album was being recorded.
Oh, my God.
It went to number one before the album was done.
So people couldn't buy it, or they could only buy it as a single?
They could buy a single, and Capitol was so excited about the single that the first issue was actually printed on gold vinyl, translucent gold vinyl,
right.
Because they knew what they had on their hands, and so it's kind of a novelty. They printed it as a gold record, and so while the band was recording the album, that thing was the number one record on the radio, which Todd said was one of the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Because now you have this, like, gold standard. You had a hit. You're hearing the hit on the air, and the album isn't even done yet. Wow. So that was kind of another weird thing, too. And also, you know, back then, Mark Farner sang most of their, you know, he was primarily the main vocalist, and it's Don Brewer's voices on there, and I think that really makes it a little bit different as well. It gives the song a different kind of sound than the other tunes by Grand Funk at that point.
I wanted to mention, going back to Farner, not enjoying the servicing of Connie Hamsey. If you want some dirt on him, I smoked weed with him once, so we can chat later after the interview.
We can hold that over his head later.
Yes. Yeah.
I smell a new book.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for this insight and taking us to the edge of where this family show should go. He is Chris Epting. They are Grand Funk, and we're an American band.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.